Hello, Mark Stedman. Would you rather go on a game show that A, you could win like $1 million or more, and it's just like a normal game show, or yes. B, you're guaranteed to win $100,000, but while you're doing the questions, you find out that it's all about you, and it's kind of a prank to embarrass you, but also praise you because you're loved, and a bunch of your friends come out, and your dad is there, and it's like a whole bunch of people love you, but it's like a kind of also a spectacle. A or B?
Yeah, I mean, B's pretty tempting.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me add this extra little caveat. B is also majorly sponsored by LinkedIn.
Yeah, that was a weird turn up for the books, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hi listener, we're talking about Game Changer.
Yeah. Oh, what a delightful episode. That was all I had actually for them.
Yeah, so, it was a delightful episode. It was very, very sweet.
Yeah. I love Jake.
Yeah, he's good egg. It was clearly deserving. I am feeling loved and appreciated right now.
Oh, I love that. Tell me more about it.
And I'm also feeling desired.
I really want to hear about that.
Yeah. Well, I will. I'm always pretty guarded about. I think anyone, sure. I know sometimes I've told some long stories, but like,
sure.
I, you know, those are people that I'm like, they're never going to listen, or they're not, they're people in the past. I don't really want to talk about people in the present.
Present or possible future. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that completely.
But, a conversation happened and unfolded yesterday, in which it was laid down for me that I'm a cool cat.
Hell yeah.
I felt that. I also had to do the thing, which, thank you. I also had to do the thing where I had to say, you're also a cool cat, but different. We're not.
Different.
But yeah, I feel differently to how you feel.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, can't win them all.
No, indeed. But man alive, you know, it's a hell of a hit to the ego in a good sense.
Yes.
And you know, to know that you're somebody's type. Yeah,
that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'm feeling appreciated, but I'm also feeling that I think C90 is probably going to be. I used to say Podient was the best thing I've ever done. I think this is pretty damn special.
Hell yeah, man!
And one of the things that I actually said to my guy today as I went and had my session was. I am, and I know there's a proper, I don't know, like a Brené Brown phrase for this or something, but
sure.
I am essentially taking my scars and making something out of them that means, you know, I'm effectively opening up a space, creating a space for the me that.
Yes.
You know, well, still yes. The same me, but certainly the me that could have used it, you know, a few years ago and still likes, you know, could use it now. And all the scars that I bear, and all of the weirdness and the awkwardness and the unpleasantness, what?
You lost me there. weird. The weirdness and unpleasantness. And like, wait, what?
Sure, right. Really? You know, all the. you know the trauma.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you know.
I know.
You know. But all of that stuff.
mm-hmm.
becomes you get to judo flip it. What are you giggling yes. about?
Oh, just, you know, the trauma.
So, you know.
title.
You know, the stuff that leaves you weeping. You know, the stuff that crushes your soul and keeps yeah. you awake at night. You know, that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you know, we
yeah. yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, you're a bit giddy today.
I am. Yeah, I had my decaf coffees already, so. Yeah. I am buzzing.
That'll do it.
Buzz, yeah. buzz, buzz, buzz.
Oh, I was a buzzy boy. I've been a buzzy boy for a few days. I've been mm-hmm. mooning around like a big moon-faced, pie-faced guy, being like, oh.
There's, you have some musical accompaniment as well. As well.
Yeah, it seems so. Yes, it's because I don't have my mute switch upon my person. I'm always muting myself when I'm in the office. But right
sure
now...
you are. That was
what does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Today's going to yeah. be a spicy one.
Yeah, this is really silly. Yeah. It's weird not being able to see you, actually.
Yeah,
it's actually, because I'm like staring off in the corner and I'm just imagining
and
your
can
cute
see
little
you
face.
And I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about turning off the video and I was like, that button's way over there. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if I can turn off your video.
I don't. Yeah, no, I refuse. You have to look. No, oh shit, I'm gone.
Now it's nice.
Oh yeah, now
we're both
just...
at a disadvantage.
Yes. Okay. Great. This is how phone calls
work. It's like the old days.
Yeah. It's wow. It is awkward. I'm so used to seeing both of us.
I think there's the you've always got the ability to. Cue off someone, you know, you can sort of look and all
and you can see when they're going to finish their sentence, when it's a good time to interject the quip and stuff, and now I'm stumbling all over the place.
Well, let me turn you back on.
I kind of feel
well, actually, it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. I don't need to see me.
No,
it's like we go to a cafe and I hold up a mirror next to your head so I can see myself at the same time. Oh my gosh. I have been feeling... for like the majority of my life, not really realizing it or consciously like thinking about it, but it has been a force in my psyche for my adult life, at least. I don't think childhood, but that not only do I need to do something good and right, like if I'm trying something, that I have to be able to do it to the absolute best of my ability, but like that part's the table stakes. I think of myself as a marker for humanity, that if I can do it, anybody can do it, and I can't do it, then we're all fucking doomed.
Okay.
Have you ever felt like that?
That seems like... yes, because... But I don't think the place that comes from is a place of supporting yourself.
No.
Because the way... No, you get it. Because you're like, well, you know, if I can do it, then anybody can do it. It's like, I bet there's plenty of things that you can do that, like, most other people can't.
Yeah, that's true.
There are plenty of things, you know, there are going to be some things that only Brendan can do. There are going to be some things that Brendan does
will never be able
well.
To do.
Yeah. And there are things that, yeah, Brendan will never be able to do.
Yeah.
But I also do get that sense. Now, calling yourself a mark of humanity, now that's an interesting and bold take that I kind of dig.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I have set the standard. Standard is rock bottom.
Really? Well, I mean, I feel incredibly average. Like, I feel like I'm just a normal person. Like, yeah. And therefore, like, yeah, I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle. And so, like,
okay.
If I can do this thing, then there's some hope that maybe we can actually get our shit together and work towards utopia. And if I can't, then... like we're all doing like there's
okay so do you feel
it's all pointless
that you are,
we're fucked.
So do you feel like you're not together at the moment?
So what happened recently, when I recognized this, I also had a kind of a mind spiral of, I actually reminded myself of a little quippy piece of advice that I did in my closing a few episodes ago, saying, relax, we're all cosmically insignificant. Mm. And that popped back into my head and it gave me such solace. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't need to be able to make, like, it's okay if I don't get the six beans, or it's okay if I drive over the speed limit, or it's okay if, you know, just this little thing, that little thing. My actions don't actually make a difference in the wider span of things. And that was a great comfort to me. Mm. It was just like, oh, phew. Because I thought that was important.
None of it matters.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people want to be important. And I don't know. That sounds nice, but also sounds stressful.
Yeah, now the word important is interesting. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's relative.
Sure.
Important to whom? I want to be important to someone.
Yeah, I definitely love being important to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's dope.
What you're saying is you don't want to be
to humanity, to
okay, yeah,
to
sure.
all to all of creation.
Well, that's lucky. Because it's unlikely either of us is going to be important to humanity.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying, I'm just realizing that now that I'm not, and I thought I was, and
okay. So
that.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder again how much growing up in with the American sort of culture,
mm-hmm.
it feels like
mm-hmm.
the, you know, the sort of individual pursuit of happiness and the sort of
right.
All that kind of stuff and like growing up sort of feeling for the most part like yeah, I should be celebrated because I'm dope.
Right.
And like, yeah, that feels fairly sort of like,
yeah
by default, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm great, Star Spangled Me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we are and should be enmeshed, and sort of integrated and important to. I know it's, you know, here comes Mark with his sudden fascination in local stuff and community stuff, but I'd like to think I come by it honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Being important to those around you,
yeah.
and your, you know, community or whatever, and you know, in your particular thing, it's like, well, I think anyway, it's the likes of Carl and Cameron and. The sort of and the people in your men's group and church and all
yeah.
those things that are part of the many
clients.
Intersecting circles in the Venn diagram that makes up a Brendan.
Yeah.
And yes,
sure.
your clients. And of course Margaret and her family and your, you know.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah. And I feel like I matter to a lot of people and that yeah, that's wonderful. I meant more like, you know, like
cosmically.
Yeah. I mean, just like I don't know. I guess it's kind of like I'm comparing all of humanity to myself. Like that's kind of not right either. But just thinking like, how is anybody else going to be able to do this if I can't do it?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. And then just feeling like, well, I have to push myself to make sure I can do this in order so that anybody else can also do it.
So what is the it then?
Working hard enough or thinking of a thing or just anything. You know, every aspect of God mode, every like I don't know, just day-to-day tasks even. I had a journal. I got a new journal at one point a couple years ago, and the first page, I wrote something on the first page and then barely ever used it again, like a, like a good journal. And it was something like, every day I have to remind myself that not everybody in the world is thinking, what can I do today to make tomorrow a utopia? And like, I kind of am in a way, like I get overwhelmed by it and get really tired at thinking of the idea, because I know so many other people need to get involved and I don't feel like they are. But then, you know, I'm not making a local choir that's fucking kicking ass or anything either. So who am I to?
No, you're helping.
That wasn't like, okay, Mark, insert compliment here.
No, but you know, you are contributing.
Yeah,
you're making contributions. And
making people's homes a little utopia for themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, that's work, but and that's valuable. But you're also helping your mother and your sister, and you're creating things for you know, the weekender. You're creating sort of yoga, mindfulness type things. You're bringing people together with, you know, potlucks and stuff. You're running, you know, you're doing the men's works. Like, you're in there. You're doing it.
I am.
You're
That's
doing your
point.
Bit. You're trying, man.
Feels good. Feels good to try.
Yeah, it does. It feels good to try. And I think it feels good when you get the... And it's one of the things that I'm trying to make sure I don't become too addicted to is noticing when you're doing it right and getting the evidence back and going, oh wow, this, you know, this thing's working, this thing that I designed, this idea that I had is meeting needs. And it's I mean, I had a, oh god, okay, so I will divulge some stuff.
Great.
And anonymize as much as I can, but I think I've learned some lessons over this weekend.
Awesome.
In that we had our first wheelchair user join us on Friday, and we had to negotiate the after singing venue where we go, which is you know, I said from the beginning, and you know, this person was sort of aware of the venue and had been there before and had conversations, and so sort of was kind of primed, and I'd said, you know, well, what do we need to do, and I wasn't involved in the helping because I have to shut up shop, and so everybody then goes off. You know, I send people away and they go off and they go and then we meet up.
Yeah.
And I was in conversation with the person the next day, saying, you know, I thinking of people's dignity and because I think for me the idea of asking for help is so difficult and so fraught, and not something that I enjoy doing in those situations. Admitting I could use some help navigating this situation, and you know, it could be as simple as just where are the toilets, you know, and it usually is that kind of stuff. And again, I was chatting to my guy, saying that it's just one of those things that I just, it's dumb, but I hate doing it. You know, especially if, and it depends on the group. You know, sure. I'd probably feel all right asking you. I'd feel all right asking my family. But then there's certain people that I'm a little bit more bashful than. Like, if they point me in a general direction, I'm probably going to go off and wander. I'm not going to say, could you specifically show me? Because otherwise I'm going to be wandering around, you know. And that's one of those difficult things. And you know, my friends have sort of known me to be, I guess, somewhat of someone who just, like, I don't know, gives it a go or whatever. And it's like, actually, really, what I want you to do is, I'd really like it if we walked there together and I knew where it was, you know. But that feels unreasonable to ask for. And what I sort of learned as a, you know, I dropped this person a text the next day, and they were like, because, you know, I sort of said, I was thinking about what other plans could we make for post singing drinks. You know, could we stay a bit longer in the venue that we're in now? And then, because there's a what we call an off license next door where people can buy booze, and they can come and bring the booze in, and we have a lock in and we do it that way. I that was an idea that was in my head anyway. And as I was texting with this person, they were like, you know, as long as people are okay to help, that it's not a problem. That is such, it's something I'm learning to adopt. And so we're doing a song. We're going to do a couple of songs this week. One of them is very easy. And then the other one is Wilson Phillips' Hold On. Which I assume you know.
Hold on for one more day.
Hold on, things will go your way. So we're gonna have a bit of fun with that, and it's a song I know, but like I'm not off book with it. And because it's a little bit more, it's not just like four to the floor. You know, there's a bit more intricacy to it when the melody comes in and how the words wrap around each other and stuff. And it's one of those where I said to one of the members, like, I'm going to lean on you a little bit here. I'm going to do the vulnerable thing while we're, you know, while I'm there, and ask for help this, because I can't read and play at the same time. So, you know, I can't read the lyrics and play at the same time effectively. I will, you know, I'll be after your help, and just starting to learn that, you know, but taking baby steps, I guess, and learning within a safe group that it's okay. You know, this is what we do. And it's like, it's one of those ridiculous things, because and this person brought it up today of like, well, I've asked you for help and you've said yes, and we've only known each other for a few weeks. And it's like, in my head. And actually, this is all of a piece. I was going over some old grievance with my guy today, and imagining an argument that was going to have where I'd like, I wanted to say, listen, you know, you could have supported me in this area and you didn't. The next beat of the story that my mind goes to is having to defend my position, because they're gonna get defensive. They're not gonna argue back. And he was like, does it not occur to you? Well, he didn't quite say it like that, but like, does it not occur to you that they might apologize? I was like, honestly, no, not really.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to defend my ground. And not spoil for a fight, but like gear up, you know?
Sure.
And it's like, okay, well, I am slightly doing that person a disservice then. If I assume that, you know, because what would I do again in this situation? Just like with someone asking for help, what would I do? I'm not going to go, that's gross. You need help with that thing. I'm like, how can I help? What can I do? That's been the whole vibe. Again, you know, we lead from our scars. Title, you know, we give ourselves what we need. And it is absolutely it's like if I'm giving that out, I need to accept it as well. I need to ask for it and accept it and be okay being vulnerable, because there are people around me that are far more vulnerable and are just like, you know, because it comes down to recognizing you have a right to take up space.
Yeah.
Which is not something that I'm comfortable with.
Mm.
Which is what we were, I was initially gonna chat with my guy about today. That mm-hmm. was what we'd had on the docket. And the last 4 days interceded. But it also is related. Because a lot of it is about being seen. And mm-hmm. you can't see me now, but I sit here in my new shoes. I know. I'll take a photo. I sit here in my new shoes and my new t-shirt, and I've got a load of new stuff, and I feel really comfortable in it. And you know, it turns out there's other people that like what I'm doing, and that's just fine. It's like I could look myself in the mirror this morning and go, "You're someone's type," and know that to be true. You know,
it is. It's true.
And you know, and they're not a weirdo. You know, they're a normal, fully functioning, intelligent person, and they're like, you know,
I dig you.
You're great. And I'm like, okay, thank you. so yeah, taking up space. Like that's where the asking for help comes from, because it has to come from a place of like, I fucking deserve to be here.
Yeah, you have to make your presence not only known but
felt.
Yeah, felt. Yeah.
And you know, it's like I'm also like I was someone who would probably balk at the word like leadership.
Okay.
But I'm actually, that is something that I am more aware of. Not in a like fucking suit and tie and I'm going to do a PowerPoint presentation and tell you about the sales figures for this quarter. But in terms of facilitating a space and understanding how you can guide people through certain things and...
Mm-hmm.
For example, on Friday, we were singing away, and we were about halfway into the session, and a gentleman arrived at the door who I knew wasn't here. He hadn't got a ticket. He was just wandering the high street. He'd been day drinking.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And he was a chap in his, I'd say, mid-50s maybe. And it was a really, and it was, I was quite pleased that it was sort of, it was noted how I dealt with the situation.
Cool.
Because he's coming in, mm-hmm. Or you know, he's at the door, and I said, well, you know, he's like, can I come and listen? And it's like, well, I can't remember if I said this, but in my mind I'm like, we're not here to perform for you.
Yeah.
And you know, my, I nearly said my girls, but like, because most of them are women. So you know, like my guys, my people, my crew, the team, need to feel like they're not having to perform for a complete stranger.
Yeah, for sure.
And they need to be okay that they can hit a bum note and all that kind of stuff. I carry on, and I'm showing them, here's the next bit that we're going to work on, and here's the little section, and I'm sort of playing it and singing it. I'm not expecting them to do anything. So in my mind, I'm like, you know, I'm not, I'm just going to show you this bit. Don't feel like, you know, and a couple of people mm-hmm. actually mm-hmm. sang and sort of joined in. And that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's all right. And then I'm like, okay, cool. So that's the bit that we're going to do in a bit. Let's take our break, 10 minutes, you know, usual spiel.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're doing, you know, taking a break and having a chat, I go over to the guy mm-hmm. and just start, you know, what's, you know, and he's like, what's all this then? I say, well, this is, you know, it's a choir we meet every, or it's a singing group we meet every Friday. And we just sing 90s songs. Isn't that fun? You know, isn't that quirky? you know, have you had a good night? You know, sort of gently then, I am sort of encouraging him to find himself somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, And just like, you know, listen, I'm gonna kick out in a couple of minutes because, you know, we're rehearsing.
Yep.
But you know, you're welcome if you want to come, if you want to get a ticket and join us next time. We start at 7. Otherwise, you know, take care of yourself. Go well. Have a lovely day. And you know, shake the hand and off he went. And it was an interesting game of 3D chess. Mm-hmm. Of like making sure that, because you know, as the conversation that I had yesterday drives home to me, I'm not very good at saying, not just saying no, but like I'm not very good at telling people things that they don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very difficult. I'm sure lots of people do, but I exactly. And at the same time, I'm like, again, like, for want of a better word, leadership, like there is I have a responsibility for the psychological safety of the group.
Yeah.
And that takes precedence over, you know, the psychological safety of a man who won't remember what happened the next day necessarily. yeah. But also, I'm going to treat him with kindness, you know.
Yeah,
and it's the juggling act that is the system. That is, I don't know, the system. But like,
yeah,
it, you know,
yeah.
These
the system
are the
of social interactions.
The system of social interactions, as you say.
Title,
yes.
That brings up two things in my mind that are probably not what you're expecting me to go to next.
Excellent.
But one, a while back we reached out to your brother to ask what he called a group of people and maybe mixed genders. But
yes,
we didn't really think about, like, what do you call a group of people mixed gender that's mostly women? But maybe like one or two guys in there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've been, and so I got gently pulled up on it today. I do tend to go towards y'all.
I'm liking
use
y'all
quite a bit.
Me too.
Because it's we don't have an equivalent. Actually, and I think we talked about it before. The Irish do. It's like usins, which I think is also
so silly.
Usins.
Sorry, that one's
yeah.
Usins. That's great. There's no problem.
I think
I don't hear it very often, so it seems silly.
No, but and I think I'm trying to think where I know it's done in America. I know it's used in America, and I want to say it's
probably on the East Coast. Yeah.
I was going to say like Philly.
Yeah, probably.
It feels like a more of like a Philly thing, Boston-y, I don't know.
Something like
you
that.
You got all the Irish there. Usins. And you know, there's about a dozen apostrophes in there, and it's, you know, lots of letters jammed together. And it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Use a lot, but y'all is just like it's within easy reach.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good
mouthful. Yeah, I also like team.
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 When you're working together, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It builds that camaraderie and equality and everything. I like that.
Well, there's a guy who was on my stand-up course who. That's how he addressed the audience. He would his first words were always "Hi team," and I just thought that's pretty charming as hell.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah, I like that. So I'm stealing that.
My other thought was C90. It's not just an hour and a half, but it's also for the era of music you're doing.
Oh, it was always for the era of music.
Era of music.
Yeah, because it was originally going to be 2 hours, but I think 90 minutes is probably about... That seems to have been the natural... seems to be the sort of the natural flow of it.
Gotcha.
With a 10-minute break.
But still, so it is both.
It is, so, it turns out both.
That's cool. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Layers upon... meaning upon meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of very slightly lightly interviewed about it yesterday, which is quite nice. And I think I might be more formally interviewed about it at some point.
Nice.
For a thing, which is kind of cute. It's meaning a lot, and I'm
awesome.
Continually learning and developing.
Of course.
And you know, meeting new people and.
How many
sparking all sorts of stuff.
How many people regularly come in at this point?
Well, like we've got a base that I think are kind of the reg, but it actually it kind of shifts and changes. So I think this week, or the Friday just gone, I think it was a compact 8 to 10, somewhere along wow. those lines.
Nice.
At the beginning, it was quite a lot, and so I'm you know, thinking now, like, there's people still on the mailing list, mm-hmm. And so I think that, you know, there are some who, like, I think, you know, they really get it, and
yeah.
there's a couple that are like two of the newbies. In fact, one of them, like, I checked today, and my heart skipped a beat when I noticed that they have signed up for this Friday. knowing I'm on the street where you live. Sorry, I'm mooning again. That's me being gooey and gushy. That's all fine and nice. It's really lovely when you're sort of saying goodbye to people and they're heading out the door, and they're, you know, sometimes they're like, can't come for a drink, but, like, I can't wait to do this again next week. And you're like, yes!
So cool. Love it.
Because it just, you know, it feels really good.
Good.
But, you know, there's definite growth in there now that I know that Instagram actually does do a fair whack. If you dial up the ads. And, you know, like, I can't remember the first ad that I put out, but it drew quite a few people in.
Wow, cool.
So that's always another lever I can pull.
Nice.
Especially as there is currently money in the banana stand to put towards it. There's money that I am earning, but I am not touching because I'm terrified of touching it.
I can touch
it for work, but I'm not drawing any benefit or any dividends or anything from it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep that little nest egg going because at some point,
awesome. You'll be able to do something with it. Yeah.
Yeah. But in the meantime, you know, once we're back, the other thing is, like, once we come back once we're back, meaning in a couple of Fridays' time, I will be in Bulgaria for a week.
Whoa.
For a holiday.
That's cool. What you doing there?
Nothing. Drinking and eating.
Ooh,
all you can eat.
Amazing. What prompted it? What brought you?
Oh, this is a family thing. So family is making it happen. So that was booked early this year, I think.
Nice.
So yeah, that'll be a fun little trip.
How long are you gone?
And sorry?
How long are you gone?
Oh, just the week.
A week. Nice.
Yeah. So we shall miss the 22nd.
Okay.
And I shall miss the 22nd. We shall, because the 22nd is the publishing day of the episode. We shall miss the 19th. This will be the first time I've missed a week doing C90. So when we come back, or certainly in September, I'm thinking we are going to be probably getting ready for a Christmas show.
Oh. So you will actually perform for people?
Yeah.
Nice.
We're going to do a sort of a friends and family.
Nice. Oh, I love that.
Showcase type thing.
Yes.
And
will it be Christmas music themed, or will it be
We will have some Christmas songs in there.
A little bit of
it
both.
Won't all be Christmas songs, but we will have some 90s Christmas bangers. And so that will be that's going to be something that we're going to be sort of preparing for, so we'll have to we'll figure that out. And, like, we're hopefully going to raise some, right? Well, I've got to pick a charity. Two things I've got to do is pick a venue and then pick a charity. We'll send ticket, people can buy a ticket, and the money will go to a charity. So
awesome.
Yeah. Feeling good. Feeling good, dog. Feeling good.
Yeah, man.
It's good. Good stuff.
That is really good stuff. That's awesome. And you can't work in your office.
No. So at the moment, the last couple of days, I've been at my co-working space. A Friday, I was here. I was at home last week for a couple of days. And I realized that really Roscoe doesn't like me being in there.
Mm.
And he never really has.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what trauma he sustained as a young cat or what smells are in there that he's sure. like, you're messing up
you're
my vibe
in danger.
Here.
Yeah.
But he's never quite settled. Mm. And so I think Thursday and Friday last week I worked from my living room, and so I set up my monitor. Like one of my, so I got a couple of monitors. It turned out that I hadn't realized the way I'd like daisy chained everything. I went and plugged my laptop into the dock, and I thought the main monitor would turn on because that should be how it's all plugged in. But no, for some reason it needs the other monitor to be working for that one to work. So like that's why I couldn't just sit and record. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was late. It's
yeah.
because I was like, oh, okay, I guess I've got to put my wireless mic on and do it in here. But yeah, it's proving, like, I haven't been disturbed by him. He's not come in wanting anything. Whereas when we're recording, he's in straight away. And like, he wants stuff. He wants attention. He wants various things. Whereas mm-hmm. when I'm in here, he couldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And he'll just lounge about. So I'm like,
interesting.
For my level of needs of mm-hmm. like one of my needs is that I'm not pestered.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he pesters.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a need to not be pestered. And so this means that I don't end up kicking him in the bottom or yeah. throwing him in a room and telling him to be quiet, which none of yeah. those things I like to do. But no. at the same time, I also have to think of
Nor
my
are
sanity.
They effective. yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I've got to make sure that like I keep things buttoned down so that I don't then do something that I will regret. Like, you know.
Yeah. So you've got to move your TV and couch and table and everything into the office, and then move all your office into the living room, and just swap rooms.
Yeah, that's
you have
it.
A huge office, and it's glorious.
Oh my
so
god!
Nice
yeah.
open floor plan. Yeah,
magnificent office. Very bad acoustically, though.
Very bad acoustically. Yeah.
So right now, I just walked in to take a look because I can. Right now, he's just on my bed, whereas. I know if I'm going to sit in the office, he's going to be like, what are you doing? It's so weird. He's
Cats
such a weird boy.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, it's one of those things. It's like, I'm not pandering to the boy. I'm pandering to myself.
Yeah.
And I'm making sure that I'm setting up my environment so that yeah. I don't go insane with the constant like, meow, meow, meow.
He's so cute.
He's so cute, but also,
that's what gets us in trouble. Yeah, it's not him. He didn't really get in trouble. He's just fine.
I know. I have to remember. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna get some. I keep meaning to get some. This is not an interesting conversation. This is not podcast worthy. But this is where we are. I want to get some Feely Way, which I imagine you have a something similar.
I've used
not
before.
The same thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Just because I just want to make sure that like he's. He feels okay and he feels safe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, safety, that's my thing now. Anyway. Except not from myself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Uh-huh. I still have to roundly mock myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, brains. Fucking mm-hmm. stupid things.
And as always... Our brains are stupid things. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Go Hawks!